A strong majority of Florida's voters came together behind a constitutional amendment allowing medical marijuana. Now Florida's lawmakers have to come together to roll out the changes. I'm Nick Evans. Florida's legislative efforts in the realm of medical marijuana have been a slow-motion train wreck. After passing a limited program in 2014, regulators and nurseries sparred for 2 years over who should be allowed to grow the plants. In the meantime, the drug's champions and detractors squared off in the Capitol, twice, over measures to bolster the program, eventually settling on an expansion of the Right to Try Act, which grants access to terminal patients. It's been rancorous from the outset. Regulatory attorney Richard Blau explains, now Florida's leaders are on the clock.
The six-month period of time when the Department of Health and its Office of Compassionate Use are supposed to begin issuing regulations governing this new industry, that 6 months is a relatively short period of time for creating an entire industry out of nothing.
The department isn't exactly starting from nothing, but the amendment's demands are substantial. The list of tasks includes issuing ID cards and planning the renewal process, establishing standards for caregivers and treatment centers, and figuring out how much of the drug patients should be allowed to hold. But Jessica Spencer, policy coordinator for the No On 2 campaign, has a few other items she wants the legislature to address as it implements the initiative backed by personal injury lawyer John Morgan.
So Mr. Morgan specifically promised that this was only going to be for really, really, really sick people and that the legislature could outright ban pot candy and also that municipalities could outright ban pot shops from their cities and counties.
But Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley is cautious about meddling with the state's existing hard-won regulatory framework.
There is a delivery system in place, ready to go. So I anticipating it being a smooth transition from what we have right now to a post-Amendment 2 world. And I think a lot of these issues have already been addressed.
So I think the existing framework is an embarrassment and a disaster.
Meanwhile, St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis wants to blow up the status quo. He and Bradley have worked on medical marijuana measures in the past, but Brandis compares the existing licenses to Willy Wonka's golden tickets.
I don't think that's right. I think we need to have a much more free market open system. High, strict standards to get in, high requirements for safety. It's got to look, act, and feel medical, but there should be, for people who want to start growing, want to start producing, there should be standards which, if they can meet, they should be able to enter into the industry.
Florida's six existing dispensing organizations are likely watching closely to see which approach wins out. If lawmakers choose to do nothing, state law already includes provisions to add more nurseries once the number of patients cracks the 250,000 mark, but only three of them. Kim Rivers, for one, isn't eager to see the floodgates open. She's CEO of the dispensing organization Trulieve.
There was a high bar, and you know we've met that bar. I think personally we've exceeded it, and our hope for our industry is that the bar remains high.
Whether lawmakers choose to make a fresh start or leave the current framework in place, it seems the most likely area they could weigh in is the matter of other debilitating conditions. Opponents see that open-ended postscript to the list of eligible conditions as a major loophole, and even some supporters worry about nebulous symptoms, like chronic pain, becoming enough for a marijuana recommendation. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.